I remember whenever I was a kid, and my dad would coach one of my baseball teams. During practice, he might gather the team around to teach us a new play or correct something we weren't doing correctly. And if anyone else was talking or cutting up while my dad was talking, I would get offended. "Hey, listen up, don't you know that that's the coach right there? He's my dad. He knows what he's doing, so zip it and listen." Anything that detracted or distracted from what my dad was saying took us away from why we were there. And as a son, I was highly offended by that. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 2, verse 16 says, "Take these things away. Do not make my father's house into a house of trade." So in the buying and selling of animals and in the changing of money, the focus was being placed on the business transactions. The temple had become a place for someone to orchestrate and run a business. The focus had been on making money, and the sellers of the animals had figured out how to make a pretty good profit at that. It wasn't that this service was wrong. It was just in the wrong place. I mean, after all, people traveling from miles away could not be expected to bring a pure, spotless lamb to sacrifice, so there was a legitimate need to have animals readily available. But there was no reason why it needed to take place in the temple, and there was no reason other than greed to gouge people on prices and interest and exchange rates. So you see in Jesus' words something he saw that no one else apparently detected. All of the focus is being removed from the Father and being placed on money. This is a remotely small illustration of what is going on with Jesus. This is not an unwarranted or misplaced passion. Jesus knew the holiness of God, the power of God. Jesus, who had spent an eternity past in the glorious presence of his Father, is rightly passionate about the worship of his Father, and he will not tolerate or stand idly by allowing distractions and detractions to overshadow the glory of God. And he won't tolerate it from us either. So as you pray about that, also remember to pray for John Herring and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. And also remember to pray for the Ware Ware LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.